The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ahoy, matey! This episode comes to you courtesy of the Man Grate. Man Grates are the grill enhancement system that are 100% cast iron and 100% made in America. Click the Man Grate banner at MikeOMaraShow.com for the $19.99 holiday special. Revolutionize the way you grill with the Man Grate. And now, let us begin.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the pen of listener Craig Horleman. Or is it Horleman?
Harleman.
Harleman?
Yes, funniest man on Facebook.
How do you know the correct pronunciation of his last name?
I count him among my friends.
You've spoken to him?
I don't know that we've ever spoken voice to voice.
How do you know his last name is pronounced Harleman?
It's a very deep story, but his father used to be a disc jockey, and I've heard an air check.
Here we go.
It's good enough for me.
Spice up any holiday good time get-together with this easy, simple, delicious, and tasty recipe from Kraft. They're Oscar Santana's authentic Mexican cheese hats.
They're not even Mexican.
That doesn't compromise the authenticity.
And they'll make even the most inebriated Irishman say, "Olé!" First, take 7 sticks of Velveeta brand processed cheese logs, rinse under warm water, and stuff them into the mouth of a disinterested longshoreman. Then place 15 old El Paso brand tortilla shells counterclockwise on top of a steaming manhole in the fabled Bowery section of Wilmington, Delaware. When the cheese has reached the consistency of warmed over rot gut, spread evenly over the tortilla shells and cover with the Fenway Park tarpaulin, following a 7-hour rain delay and the wistful regrets of a college sophomore following an all-night kegger at the home of Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston.
Jameis.
Sorry. Once golden browned, leave them in the safe deposit box of a Waukegan, Illinois savings and loan. Next to the December 2004 copy of Swank Magazine for 7 to 10 days, stirring every 12 to 16 minutes.
You gotta keep it agitated.
Remove them from the box and garnish with Goya brand Moroccan sardines.
My brand.
The distended liver of the late Peter O'Toole, and a pinch of Spice Colony brand allspice. Fold your new creations in the shape of either a derby, fedora, or aviator's cap, and top with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
You'll find your new taste treats as delicious as they are functional. What? Another holiday recipe from your good friends at Kraft.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Craig. And oh my goodness.
Huh?
What's this?
Someone's coming down.
How dare he?
Oh no.
How dare he?
Oh, he's back.
He's no tool here, Spiewak.
Twice in a week.
Twice in a week because I haven't gotten any accolades.
I'm dead and no one cares.
You know what? This is twice in a week and also twice in 20 years.
Nah, I'm dead and no one cares about me.
Why would you say that?
Oscar, don't you realize that I was one of the greatest actors of all time? And now no one seems to care. No one has said anything to Mike Romero about this impression.
The new impression?
Facebook. Yes.
The new impression?
He's feeling needier.
You know, actors.
Needier.
You've dealt with actors all your life.
Oh, they're a bunch of prima donna malcontents.
Do you find them needy?
Needy like me.
Yes. Are you needy?
Not any longer.
You need some breath.
I am no longer needy. I float above all of you, and I observe all of you, and I am fine.
What is that, a nightshirt?
This is a nightshirt of the great tradition of Dickens.
Mr. O'Toole.
Yes, Oscar, you will be visited by three ghosts.
And none of them will be mentioned on Facebook.
The ghost of blackout past, blackout future, and blackout present. Yeah. Yes, Oscar.
Did it hurt your feelings that nobody mentioned your impression by
Romero? I was fine with it. I was fine. That young man down in Manassas was crushed.
He wanted a little more.
Yes, he needs.
You were mentioned in the recipe
during the holidays. This is true, which means it might have played an effect on him or something like that.
How's that?
It might have squirmed into his subconscious.
Are you drinking in heaven?
Yes.
Are you drinking with Finch?
I'm up here with Peter Finch.
Burton?
We're getting our sauce on. Richard Burton is here. We're looking forward to a great afternoon. We're going to be here with Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, God, really?
Yes, and Douglas Fairbanks as well.
And then
having a marvelous old time, and of course, my good friend Jack Cassidy is here.
Is he there?
Oh, no. Would you like to speak with him?
Well, you know, anyone's there. Anytime we have the phone.
Jack Cassidy. Well, hello there, Rob.
Hi, Jack. Oh,
Jack Cassidy.
How funny is it that with your...
Great to have O'Toole up here.
Your piece of garbage career that you have muddled
through.
Yes,
what a great time we're having with Peter O'Toole, who's also omnisexual. Jack Cassidy.
You get so much more spin among TMOS Nation.
That's right.
Than the great Peter O'Toole.
Oh, someone else wants to say hello to you.
This is great. I had no idea this was going to happen.
It's the holidays.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody, this is Bob Hope.
Hey!
Bob! Yeah,
how about that kooky Peter O'Toole?
I truly did not expect that.
Hey, you want to say happy birthday, everybody?
we got O'Toole. Skinny drink of water. He gets a lot of ass.
Next time, warn me.
Yeah, he gets a lot of ass over here in heaven.
Hey, is heaven wild?
Wow, big wild party. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Heaven Party Hope. Big party going on 24/7.
Nobody needs to worry about getting that beauty sleep, if you know what I mean. Yeah, crazy beauty sleep. Hey.
Bob, Oscar Santana here.
Hi there, Oscar. How you doing? Little Oscar Santana from Bolivia. Isn't he nice? Isn't he marvelous? Take a look at him. Yeah, well, what can I do for you, huh?
What are the holidays like for you these days?
Yeah, they're dead. There you go. Huh? Oh, oh, oh. Isn't that fantastic? O'Toole wants the microphone.
Hold on, hey, Bob, real quick.
Yeah, wow.
Do you do any specials up there in heaven?
Yeah, I'm doing my Christmas special this year.
Oh,
I'm going to visit the troops.
But you're in heaven.
Yeah, well, the deceased heaven troops.
Oh, you like do the Civil War?
Yeah, no, I go back all the way to the Crusade, baby. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got everybody up here. Hey, Alexander the Great, nice dress. Hey, wow, Genghis Khan. Hey, don't lose your head. Hey, wow, wild stuff.
Hey,
how
that's
you doing?
Wild. Is Bing up there?
Yeah, Bing's up there. Hold on, hey, Bing.
Oh, really?
There he is, sitting by himself, as usual.
Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Hey, why did you beat your children?
I didn't care for them.
Gary?
Hey, you know, I was doing all that friendly stuff, be having those Christmas specials. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Hey,
then I'd go home and kick the crap out of my boys.
Well, I'd hit Gary, too, if I had a forehead like that.
Nothing made me happier. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Do you have orange juice in heaven?
Yeah, oranges are different, Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby. Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, well, the timer on the wall is saying it's time to go away. I'm going to put you back on with Peter, okay?
What a great visit this has been.
Yes, I'll tell you, Spiewak, it's an incredible time we're having up here in heaven. Lots of partying, lots of drinking, and tomorrow perhaps the women. Yesterday. No, scheduled to be on your show tomorrow is Santa Claus live in studio.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd gotten a line or two.
Yes, live in studio. Santa will be joining you tomorrow. I have to fade away. S&P.
Any closing words?
Yeah, that was exhausting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, I double dog dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
All right, all right. Well, go on, do it.
I'm going.
This is next.
Duck.
Duck.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live all over the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded worldwide over 21 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mighty 1630 KC, JJ.
By the way, Friday night, Darlene Love will be on Letterman for, I think, the 25th year to sing this song with Paul Schaefer and the band.
I actually think it's worth staying up for.
It is, every year.
Or, in our case, middle of our party.
That's right.
Should be fine.
Hey, everybody into the living room. We're going to stop recording the second episode because David Letterman is on.
Today is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013, and we are brought to you by Man Grates.
Oh, the best.
The Man Grates are selling like hotcakes, but they can always do better.
Sure.
How are the Man Grates selling this year, Oscar Santana?
They're good. I think it's great that people realize that they're made in America. Not one part of the product, from the boxing to the actual grate itself.
The packaging?
Or the brush. The packaging isn't made in America, and we're proud about
that. You know, as a matter of fact, for years, the only thing at Mangrate that wasn't made in America was Oscar.
That's true.
And then that was the oxymoron.
That's right. And as I said, during this time of year, because it's cold out and there's some snow on the ground, we've gotten kind of an early winter this year, I think the idea that I want to try is putting those Mangrates in the oven and broiling some meat with those Mangrate grates.
I've done that.
It's amazing.
They're the perfect gift for this holiday season, for your husband, your dad, even yourself. You deserve the best, so click on the Mangrate Great banner at MikeOMaraShow.com for their $19.99 holiday special. Same, I think, that they charged for them last year and even the year before.
Yeah, holding the price.
Yep. So that's terrific. Remember, each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with the limited edition TMOS branded grilling brush.
I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, you are. We had a spate of weather here in Manassas last night.
Weather I didn't expect.
Well, lucky for you, I got here early and I used my Mangrate grill brush to get all the snow off your car.
Thanks so much.
And some of the paint.
It's the Mangrate grill enhancement system, made in America, 100% cast iron. They are revolutionizing the way people grill, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holidays ever. Get them. You can just click on the link at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we thank you in advance for that. Did I miss something? Did I miss the weather forecast? Did I completely, all I know is that Mrs. O'Mara was up before me this morning, and she woke up and she said, look at that. And
first she said, are you alive? Are you breathing?
She checked.
He pokes you.
She puts the mirror. No, it's the mirror.
Mirror.
Well, that's better than when she used to do a hat pin.
Yes. Yeah, in my foot.
Yeah.
Ah! No! He's okay for another day. She would do that. And then, we look out the window and there it is. I didn't pay attention. Did they not hype this like they always hype whatever snow we're going to get?
There was no hype. They said, I think they went with bands. Do you know that I don't live that far away? About a 40-minute drive from snowfall between here and Leesburg. When I left this morning, my driveway was dry. We didn't get a drop of anything.
Yeah, I didn't get anything either.
You didn't get anything?
And then you drive out here.
Were you guys surprised when you saw it out here?
I couldn't believe it. It got worse as I got closer. When I pulled up your neighbor, Richard, he said, hey, young man. And I said, you know, sorry to see you shoveling and cleaning your cars off. Nothing in Leesburg. And he was incredulous because it's not that far away.
He didn't get anything. It was a Manassas Clipper.
You didn't get a Manassas Clipper.
A very dangerous, quick Manassas Clipper.
It's Lake Effect snow off of Lake Manassas.
Well, all I know... Lake Manassas.
The pond.
We have a Lake Manassas.
I know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it causes all sorts of weather anomalies.
They've changed the dumping policy there, haven't they? Because I used to take all my stuff there.
Just the chemicals on Friday.
I played golf.
Chemical Friday.
I played golf next to that body of water, Lake Manassas.
Yes.
And when they were building the highfalutin golf course out there, they had a real battle for years and years and years with the guy that owned the car depository, as I used to like to call it, the
dumping ground for automobiles.
Junkyard.
Right on the banks of the river. The cars went down right to the water line, and they finally got all the cars up, but that's my reservoir.
Well, you know what's
That's where I get my drinking water. Another ding, please.
You know what's great about that is that when you have cars that close to a body of water, as cars age with lack of use, they never leak coolant.
No, not at all.
Nothing, and no shiny green sweet fluid is going to be dripping downhill.
Like, man, this hot cocoa tastes like antifreeze.
It's glowing in the dark.
You know, I don't think there's enough processing that can get the chemicals from an automobile out of that.
I don't
But that's
so.
That's our water source, so that's what it is, And we used to go down and see Fred.
you big dummy.
If you had a used, like, 1981 Fiesta.
Wouldn't he sell
Ford Fiesta, you just dump it in his yacht,
if
his
you,
lot.
If you hit the ball out of bounds, didn't he charge you to get your ball back?
Hey, get this guy. Get this golf ball, you damn dummy. Get this out of here right now.
So it just blew me away when we got this forecast. I didn't see it. They didn't hype it. And, you know, all I know is occasionally, and I probably shouldn't do this, I get the weather forecast from Mrs. O'Mara, who will say, yeah, we're going to have 70 degrees by this weekend. And that's what we're supposed to get. I was talking to Pony about it. That we're supposed to have. Yes.
It's schizophrenic.
That sucks. And I'll tell you
why. Totally sucks.
When I stepped
outside
today,
always happens around here.
When I stepped outside today, my thought was, my God, it's perfect Christmas weather. It was 33, dry, mostly sunny.
Right.
It felt like Christmas. I went, and now, sun, no. It's, I don't want to go there.
It's sunny, 70 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be 70. When you're waking up with your post-O'Mara hangover on Friday, it's going to be 70 degrees.
Good. I hope that when I wake up hungover that the bedroom is uncomfortably warm, because that's always nice when you have a spate of nausea.
And that's what it really is around here. It's not the outside temperature as much as it's regulating the inside temperature.
It is.
Which is always just a CF. You know, it's like, we're having our annual Christmas concert and come into the 90-degree gymnasium.
Yeah, you go into my house, all the windows are fogged up.
Speaking of heat, what's going on with your plants in here?
The
is
plants?
It too warm in here?
Oh, the poinsettia, Mike, as you know.
Let me call Mrs. O'Mara.
The poinsettia is a tropical plant.
It was really bright red for like 24 hours, and now it's dead.
Well,
they're
molting.
Carla and I both watered it yesterday.
Did you water it the way you always water your plants?
Yeah.
Mike gave it the yellow water.
Yeah. But maybe not the best water.
They're dropping leaves. I think they're shedding. Because you have to make room for
like newly. A snake in its skin,
pretty much.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, the poinsettias are going down like a tide.
Lots of leaves on the floor.
So they bounce back.
They can.
I'm not going to give Carla a hard time, but I'm going to ask her why we get poinsettias.
The leaves are poisonous to the dogs, you know. So there's
that. She answers the phone.
No, she won't.
Maybe she's listening. She doesn't want to.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
There she is.
Hey.
Hi. We're doing the show. How are you?
What's up? Nothing much.
Hey, what are we going to do?
Good.
What are we going to do with those plants? Those plants are a pain in the ass.
What plants?
The plants that neither you nor I know how to take care of.
Poinsettia.
The poinsettias.
Oh, I've been watering them.
Well, why are they dying then?
Maybe they were dead when you bought them, but we've been watering them. We watered them 2 days ago.
Well, we both watered
them. So you're saying
them.
It's a purchasing error and not a care error?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Carla, do you
we're
talk?
Taking care.
Do you talk to the plants? Do you talk to them?
No, I should, but well, I don't know. I don't have time.
I think the ball is squarely back in your court because a plant really needs love.
Aw, I know.
I don't like those plants.
Oh, no.
I do.
There you are.
I don't like
Christmas
those plants.
Smile.
I just don't like them. They look like they're poisonous.
They are poisonous.
Well, of course they are. But what good do they do? They're
well,
red.
Well, they poison the dog. That's
they're,
good.
They're red and they shed leaves as soon as you bring them into the house. They're worse than a live Christmas tree with pine needles on the floor. Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, she's not happy.
So there's that.
Oh, dear.
Carrie could take a lesson.
Hey, I've got a question. Yesterday, you watered the poinsettias, and incidentally, I say poinsettia. Do you say poinsettia?
I think it's poinsettia.
I say poinsettia.
Let me get the spelling. Hold on.
Well, I think there's always been a debate.
The red Christmas plants.
The red Christmas plants. You watered
Christmas
it yesterday, and I watered it yesterday. And my question is, because we both watered it, do you think that might cause some
problems?
Oh,
you could be overwatering.
Oh,
could
it's the exact way you don't kill a sugar glider. By giving it too much water.
Overwatering.
We'll have to Google it. We'll have to
Rob, here, instead of that, if you're going to be going into your computer, which is look up poinsettia care.
Mm. I shall.
Caring for your poinsettia.
Yeah, because it looks like somebody came in and actually picked the leaves off of your plants.
And speaking of in the happiest household in the world, how many times did Frankie vomit in the middle of the night last night?
At least twice.
Saw him
eating the plants.
Is he eating the leaves?
Oh, I hope not.
Well, he can't get out. We keep him back in the kitchen. He's in his crate anyway today because he didn't poo outside. because there was an inch of snow on the ground, so he didn't poo outside. Mm. Welcome to my world.
I saw him in the cage.
Won't you come on in?
It's spelled P-O-I-N.
Sleeping 2 hours at a time. What?
P-O-I-N-S-E-T-T-I-A, so it would be poinsettia.
No, poinsettia. The I is silent.
Poinsettia.
I was poinsettia. Raised where
it's poinsettia.
It's poinsettia.
Yes.
Did you know that a...
only idiots say poinsettia.
Well, let me get my finger out of my nose. Poinsettia, the Christmas plant, is popular in many American homes, like Mike's. With the introduction of long-lasting cultivars, the popularity of the...
Well, now, what the hell is that? What is a long-lasting cultivars?
I guess that would have to be a very leaves? Durable plant.
Okay. Mm. Not the one I have. Yeah. Like the Charlie Brown poinsettia.
Oh, you'll like this. It was introduced to the United States in 1825 by Joel Robert Poinsett, the first U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Oh, so awesome.
Mexico.
That must be exciting for you.
How exciting is that?
That's very exciting. He obtained plants from the wilds of southern Mexico or something. The common plant, named for the exotic plant poinsettia,
yes,
came from his last name. Botanically, of course, it's known as Euphorbia pulchermaria.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you care for it?
Examine the soil daily.
Oh, yeah. Come on. First of all, you can't get to the soil because it's down in that little red
foil
wrapping.
Listen. Listen.
Hey,
examine
listen.
The soil daily. I love we're doing good today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when the surface is dry to the touch, what do you think you do?
Water it.
Exactly. Until the water runs freely out of the drainage holes. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, onto your floor because that's where you've got it because you brought it inside.
The amount of water recommended for the table there's a table here for various size containers. What's the diameter of your pot?
Oh, for Christ's sake, how am I supposed to know?
You know what? It just needs to stay alive until Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I said the same thing about my son. Just keep him alive till Friday.
Then we're going to have that wonderful Christmas tradition, the burning of the poinsettia.
Nice.
We can do that.
It's lots of fun.
This is sad. A wilted plant may drop its leaves prematurely.
Uh-oh.
So check the soil frequently. Plants exposed to high light and low humidity require more frequent watering. If wilting does occur, immediately water with the recommended amount, and 5 minutes later, water again.
Oh, you're doing what you have to do then.
I'm thinking...
You know what, Mike? I think we should just throw them out.
I agree. I'm with you, baby.
On.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Hey, give them to Oscar.
No,
I don't want them.
Just because he's Mexican? No. Give them to Josh the intern.
Josh doesn't want them. Nobody wants... Men don't
yes,
want
do.
A plant.
If you paint
it... They don't
it,
want to admit it.
Men don't want a plant.
No. What you do is you it's how you present it. You don't say, you want my dead poinsettia. You say, it's a holiday bonus.
From crap.
From crap that you can eat.
From crap. Hey, I have a question for you, darling.
What?
Are you going to bring home any more of those Christmas cookies you brought home yesterday?
Stop it. I feel like such a hog.
Carl. Well, how many did you have compared to Mike?
And describe
the
cookies.
We both had six.
Six cookies?
Yeah, and please, can you describe the cookies and, por favor, speak slowly?
That's all.
They're tiny.
They're like little bites. They're like Reese's Pieces.
What kind of cookies?
What kind of cookies were they?
Chocolate chip and then Heath Bar Crunch.
Oh, that's your Achilles heel, Mike.
Do anything for food.
They were so yummy.
I made my bourbon balls yesterday, but you don't like them.
Bourbon. I don't like mixing booze and food too much. I don't think that's
what
a
about
good
beer
thing.
Okay.
I mean like in the food mix.
Okay.
I did like the Grand Marnier souffle at Chez Marc, my friend that died.
What
Maybe
about the best.
What about beer battered fries?
Beer battered fries.
Yeah, that almost doesn't count. That really, you can't taste
so,
the beer.
No. It's oil and all that okay. good stuff.
If you were to light these bourbon balls, they'd have a low blue flame.
Hey, should we let
Carla's office? Like Carla's office makes all sorts of Christmas confections.
Oh.
So I'm always curious. So what else is what else is happening in the Joey kitchens today?
He just brought in a crap load of heaven, so I guess we'll be.
Oh,
that's
oh I've had that before.
Yeah. Can you bring some of that over?
If really, do you want it in the house?
Well, no. I'll bring it over for the guys. I'll give it to them tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like it.
Sure.
Didn't the Bee Gees have a song about too much heaven?
Nobody knows what the confection will be. So are you distracted? You sound distracted.
Well,
you're not like giving us your yeah. I know.
I know what she's doing. She's listening to It's Mickey.
This is the cash cow right
I'm
here.
I'm actually opening up some Christmas presents.
Oh, okay. Working
Too early.
Hard. Working hard. Did you get anything good?
Well, I'm opening them up right
okay,
now.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna let you go. You're just disinterested, not even wanting to be on the phone.
We got Wednesday, Carla.
One of your worst appearances ever on the show.
Wednesday,
thank you.
Carla.
No. I thought the stuff about Robert Allen Poinsett was great.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
What time are you working? A full day today, or are you
no,
traditional
I'm gonna try
half day?
Not to.
What?
I'm gonna try to do a half day.
Oh, there's a surprise.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you. Okay,
that's great. Scheduling by Horny Bob Spiewak there. I think I'll put in a half day.
That's
everyone's mindset, Mike. You know why?
Oh, yeah. There's only
we're a week out.
4 days till Christmas.
No, 7 days.
Seven days left for Christmas shopping.
Hate this season.
7 days left to fill your stocking. 7 days left for Christmas shopping.
Well, there.
Only got 7 days more.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Please let
Hi
it be
there.
Over.
Only seven more shopping days. That's
yeah.
all.
Right. Okay.
Why not finish it up
seven
today?
More.
Yeah, why not finish it up today?
I haven't done anything. I'm totally behind. I'm totally behind on my Christmas. He's like Father Christmas over here. Let's see who's on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace and out time for the new year.
That is 30 years old.
I know.
That is 30 years old and peace in our time.
He was promoting that
was
horrible
a record.
Record
that he had that sucked. Hey, it's the Money Man. Hope you have some peace in our time. I'll give a Christmas greeting and promote my record at the same time. Are you okay over there?
No.
I've gotten some complaints about your face on the cameras. You know.
Hey, should we go back to a non-video stream?
Yes.
What's wrong with
hey,
my face?
We're having
Someone
some problems with your
there
face.
There was a big thread about you looking bored during the show.
Well, I'm confused after
Especially
time.
The day after that you do that show. That you do it. Night.
No, I don't even know who that was.
Eddie Money?
No.
Really?
Maybe
no, I have
back.
No idea. I know Eddie Munster.
Oh, wait a second. Can I answer it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace and out time for the new year.
He's a pop singer.
That is my no favorite.
Idea. Two Tickets
that
to
is,
Paradise?
That is my
If I heard the song, I'd probably know it. I just don't know the name.
Let me bring up some Eddie
Money. Munster. Eddie
no,
Murphy?
No, Eddie.
I know that.
Eddie Munster, the disc jockey, or Eddie Munster from the show The Munsters?
Not the disc jockey.
You know the song Two Tickets to Paradise?
I probably...
I got... Two
oh,
tickets
yeah,
to
I know,
paradise,
I know that song.
Baby, hold on to me. You've
oh,
heard that song,
and of course, it might.
Whatever will be. Play that. Can you play the?
Yeah, I'm bringing
the
him
hits
up right
for
now.
Him for you know.
Hey, can you play?
Hey, I'm not the only one.
What?
That doesn't know who Eddie Money.
You'll know this one.
I know you're young and hip.
No, I'm not young and hip.
Right. It's a great song.
Oh, I love this.
What
song.
Is this one?
Take Me Home Tonight.
I hate this.
Well,
Eddie
you had
Money
to play
song.
It every 40 minutes.
I know. I hate this,
this
is the one I can't stand.
It's a great song. You know, it's got Ronnie Spector singing the low.
Can I request Baby Hold On?
I have
oh,
it.
Whoa,
I, you know
whoa.
What?
I know
For
the
some
song.
Reason, I don't have that. Oh, I'm underrepresented.
Whoa,
already.
Whoa. Yeah, he's hungry.
Yeah.
All For right. some love.
Hold up.
Yeah. I know the song.
Eddie Money wants to lay some pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
And some peace in our time.
You know what?
Hey, where's my nipple?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he needs
where's
a nipple.
Where's your
Get him his nipple. Does baby Michael say that?
Never have access to my
Oh, it's underneath your machine.
Can you assist him?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, my goodness. You're so not gentle with stuff.
Oh, can we at least get to where
like
Ronnie Spector sings the part?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Love this. Because it's Phil Spector's wife who sang Be My Baby in 1963, and she actually sings the lead in the
oh,
hook
wow,
of this
I didn't
song.
Know that.
Yeah. Come on, fast forward to all of them.
Please.
All right, hold on. Let song. Me play mine.
Hold on a sec. We're right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I love that
That's
record.
Her?
Yeah.
All right, let me play
Very
mine.
Good. And you're up, Mike. Think about it, baby. That's a good song.
I don't know this.
Baby, hold on to me.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
And you know what?
That.
He just had a commercial. Was it an insurance commercial where he sang
baby,
Two Tickets
on.
To Paradise?
No, it was travel insurance or something with travel. He was selling tickets to Paradise.
That's right. You're right.
Do you notice how loud he plays his music and how soft he plays mine?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. You know what I wish they did, Rob? I wish they would play the beginning of the records.
Oh, you're playing
on
samples?
iTunes. I'm sampling them on iTunes.
Go to YouTube. YouTube, all the records will be up.
All right. Let me try that.
Eddie Money's underrated. Man.
Well, no. He's rated about
he
right.
Had, you know, he got...
Don't you think? Don't you think it's just about dead
say,
on?
I would say Eddie Money is... Right where he should
really?
Be
yeah.
in the rating.
I feel like I should know him.
He
then.
Had, I mean, when he had his hits,
he had
they,
his run,
were,
yeah.
they were smashed.
And he was an ex-cop from Jersey, right?
Yeah, he was a cop. That's what he did in the old days. So, that's Eddie Money. It's still.
I
it's
feel
such,
bad that I have an underrepresentation of him in my catalog. I will remedy this today.
It's such a naked shill that it just makes me laugh. It really,
his
really
Christmas
makes
call?
Me laugh. Yeah.
Do you think it would be funny if he called back?
Hello?
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace and out time for the new year.
Hey, I'm wondering if I cut this thing, maybe disc jockeys will play it into my new Christmas record.
And then he did a drop-in for the old Don and Mike show where he got on and he said, hey, and we had met him at a party and we'd hung out with him a little bit. Yeah. And so he said, hey, this is Eddie Money. We had a great time at that party. Peace in our time.
Oh, no.
He was trying really hard to get that record on the air.
Well, because the secular stuff wasn't selling. And what's the takeaway from this? Eddie Money rated just about right.
I think so. On that note, we'll come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace and not time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to tell you about AC Lens.
Oh, the best, yeah.
You know, we're talking about time, getting the time, and I swear to God, I need some advice.
Okay.
Because what I want to do is I want to find the quickest and easiest way to get my little eye exam and then get my prescription out of there and give it to AC Lens.
But do you have an eye doctor?
No, I don't. Maybe I should get
There's
one.
There's an optometrist right down the street.
Really?
I actually went to her. And like 3 years ago, before
you have
we
vision
had
issues,
lens. I wear glasses at night.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's like Corey Hart.
And they are sun.
That's right. Well, or Mike, you know what? Will you be going to Cost Company today to get your passport photo?
Yes, I will.
They can do an eye exam.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, they can do it there.
That's right.
But you have to get 10
I think now the cat's out of the bag. Yes, I'm leaving the country. I will be leaving the country.
We have two tickets to Guatemala.
Oscar's father and I will be wintering in Rio de Janeiro. This segment of the program is brought to you by AC Lens. Christmas time is here, and it's a great time to change up your look for the holidays. Just switching out your glasses can give you a fresh new look for all of your holiday events, and I know just how to do it. Go to aclens.com. It's easy. It's convenient. They're online, and I'm really – this is just on my to-do list is to get my prescription. I know it's got to be updated because
– I am blind. And you can finally get those Elton John frames you've been looking for.
I am so looking for it. They've got everything.
Hey, Joel.
They've got award-winning customer service, free shipping, fast delivery. Plus, they sell every single contact lens available in the USA. Sunglasses, too, from the well-known brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley. They've got brand new brands for sunglasses, Super Dry, Zubug, and Proof.
Love
you
Zubug.
Can't go wrong. Every purchase at AC Lens has a 365-day guarantee. Now, remember, that's 20% off all orders and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses, and free returns on everything. There are two ways you can do it. You can call them at 888-248-LENS. That's 888-248-LENS. Or you can go to aclens.com and enter our code TMOS20. That's promo code TMOS20. And it's a little microphone. You put our promo code
sure.
in there. Some exemptions apply. See the site for details. But we are very excited. And you should be, too. And we thank everybody that's been sharing their stories about getting great products at AC Lens.
So many great reports, especially on saving money on contacts.
For sure. Are you ready for another one? Here we go, everybody. What you baking? Fruitcake. Let's see what happens here. We have a letter. I'm going to let Oscar read the letter
please.
And then
okay,
hand
there's
it back.
Some
actually,
you know,
let me see it for a second. Let me see it for a second.
Oh, because
you need to do the dialing.
No, I know you can. I think it's terrific.
Not really.
What, there's some conjuring in here?
Well, no, I just had to cut out a few nasties.
Okay, hold on just a second. I just want to make sure.
Is it a sexy letter?
It's not that sexy.
No.
Well, it is, but it didn't move.
Guess what?
What?
We don't have a phone number.
You're kidding. You didn't include a phone number?
Nope.
Pony, we need an alternate, please. Right away.
Pony.
Can I see that, please?
I thought I saw the phone number on there.
Where is it?
You thought that?
Hold on, I'm looking.
Maybe I'm if you've looking. Been to AC Lens.
Any boys, do you see
no
any
problem.
Phone number on there at all? It's no fun if
I'm
we can't talk to the
right. There's a phone number right at the top.
Hang on.
Where is it? Right up there?
Very top. Very top.
Oh, the tippy top. I
yes,
didn't see that.
No
all right.
Problem.
This comes from, let's see, this is Joe Ungerleider.
Hello, Joe. Maybe it is time for the kinder to receive the fruitcake.
Oh, this is the Joe Ungerleider for the holiday.
I was down at the Christmas market.
Hello, Joe Ungerleider.
Just took a moment to write you a letter.
You're going to get a Christmas tote for the holidays.
From the kinder.
Yeah, from the kinder.
Read away, Oscar.
From Joe. Hey. If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Mike O'Mara, my disc jockey, right here tonight.
Let me see it.
Oh,
let me
I
see
it.
Well, what
that.
He's doing, he's quoting from Christmas
Vacation. Okay, hold on a
he's
second.
He's quoting from Christmas Vacation.
I don't even
hey,
know
Hey, if
any of you
looking for
that.
Any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Mike O'Mara, my disc jockey, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in the zit with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head, and I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, blank, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey as he is. Hallelujah!
Pass the Tylenol.
Holy, where's Rob's fruitcake? All right, so we're going to call this very funny man
you
right
now. You
did
that justice. I would have destroyed it.
I thought you had a good head of steam on it,
I just
didn't
understand where he was going. I said,
that's your favorite Christmas movie. You should know that.
But I just, had some private time with that pool scene.
That's vacation.
Yeah, it's, you missed another three movies.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to give him some adrenaline on
something.
Wednesdays are adrenaline days for him.
Wednesday is sleepy day.
Sleepy Oscar.
Don't say it like it's charming.
Hello, this is Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? How's it going,
you guys
there?
Got me.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Joe Ungerleader.
Hello, Joe.
You have some fruitcake. It's coming your way. You will get the convection from Rob Spivak.
Huzzah. I'm very excited. Thank you, boys.
So that is, are you like first generation German, Joe?
I am third generation German, but we maintain the language. So I have to admit, I'm very excited to be part of the Rob Spivak mafia.
Oh, well, do you speak? You speak German then?
Ah.
Please talk about my fruitcake.
Yes, say how happy you are. Please tell our listeners how happy you are in your grandparents' native tongue.
I don't think I can. I can't translate that quick, but I'm nervous when you guys call me.
I know. People get nervous. You know, we've asked people for years to do this, so we always get just a nice little, how about a nice little Christmas greeting in German?
Here's a hint. Glücklich is the word for happy.
Glücklich.
Glücklich. Das Übermensch Glücklich macht Fruitcake.
Ah. I'll take that.
Let's play the appropriate music right here for Joe Ungerleiter. Joe, one of the funniest letters we've gotten.
Good one.
I love the way that you used that from the Christmas vacation with Chevy Chase, and the fruitcake is on your way, okay?
Thank you, boys, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. There he goes. That's
Joe. Do unto others, please.
Joe Ungerleiter.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Oscar, you're funny today.
Well, no, I think...
Because you do come in. Now, let's pull back.
I don't think you understand. No, no, no.
You do your other show on Tuesday nights.
You actually misunderstood me. There is a pool scene with Chevy Chase staring out the window in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's
right.
Because you know what?
The regular vacation is Christy Brinkley in the pool.
But what he's thinking of is the scene, and I stand corrected. He was fantasizing that his bonus check was going to buy a pool for the Griswold family. But I don't recall it being as sexy as the other pool scene.
Yeah, but when you're 13, that's all you have.
I suppose.
All I remember about the original vacation is that...
See, I don't remember the original vacation very well, except for the Wally World side and Christy Brinkley driving by.
Yeah, well, that's the Christy Brinkley. Yeah. He meets her in the pool, and it's like Christy Brinkley as the worst actress in the world, but it doesn't matter.
She's the hottest.
So hot. She is very, very
hot. She has not
hot.
Been joled yet.
Is she actually topless in that?
I think
like,
there's...
Like, can you see?
I think you can't see.
There's like silhouette, isn't there?
You cannot see, but now it's making me think about something else.
What?
My Queen show that I watch.
What's that?
I TiVo it on Monday, but I watched my little babies, my wonderful ladies, my hotties from Beverly Hills.
Oh, boy. Oh,
the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I've watched two episodes.
Kyle took her top off in Palm Springs. Yeah, and they pixelated her boobs under the water.
Oh, wow. Are they new?
Yeah. It was hard to tell because they were pixelated, so you really couldn't tell.
All I know is the water.
I get the DVD.
The water displacement was crazy. I finally watched an episode. One of the Real Housewives is the little girl from Escape to Witch Mountain.
Well, I never saw Escape to Witch Mountain. They reference that specifically on this week's show.
Yes. She's the crazy one.
She's nuts.
It is so funny. She's the one I think that has had a little problem with the booze. And then they were worried about her being medicated.
Yeah.
So getting back to the original thing about you coming in here, and it's so funny because I know that you're doing your holiday shows for Big O and Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
And you come in here.
There's some drinking, some beverages.
I have to pull back the curtain at my level of jealousy.
Chad,
whenever you come in and reference that show,
yes.
it always makes me just mindful of the fact that you do two shows, something because I really would like to have you all to myself.
Yeah, you're not miserable.
And I will always resent that. I know it can never be, but
what I love about you being resentful is...
I'm really not resentful.
Is that I come in
certainly
here,
am jealous. jealous.
And I share the joy of fun things that happen.
Please don't do that to me anymore. No. Please, that makes me very miserable.
And it's not like, you're not miserable. And I was going to say,
I actually liked his story. He told them a nice story about Big O and Dukes. They had their Christmas gift exchange, and Zohan got ripped over, raked over the coals. And so, but at the same time, then once I, when I settle, it's like it's Oscar performing and I'm not there.
But we have,
so I get completely egomaniacal
but
about
we
it.
We have joy here.
What?
We have joy here.
We have tremendous joy here.
Mike, and pardon me, Oscar, perhaps even a little more joy.
I'll put this in perspective. When I was driving, around.
He feels the same way.
When I was driving around in a van.
But I'm not going to come out.
That smelled like gasoline, full of kerosene.
Wait, start again. What did you say?
When I was driving around in a promotions van full of gasoline and kerosene because someone had spilled the generator and no one bothered to clean it up.
Right.
So you weren't a terrorist, were you?
No. Right. Windows down.
Yes.
And three-story inflatable in the back, listening to you and Don just killing it.
Right.
Laughing, dying.
Right.
I love that. I love that, that joy that you guys have. And we have it here. And and I get to do it on Tuesday nights and it shouldn't make you jealous.
It's just me. It's a competitive. What would it be, Rob? It's been
Why
there
aren't
forever.
You jealous of my music show?
That's the real question. That's the real question.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
I'm tripping. Hold on. The laughter's made me drip. My nose just... Mike, you made my nose release.
I don't know.
You know, it's funny.
I hate this joke.
I'm glad he mentioned that because...
Oh, my God.
Pony and I were going over the website and we're going down like kind of menus of different shows. Yeah. So you've got Tech 411, you've got It's Mickey. And as I'm going down and I'm telling him to take or remove or keep or
different shows. Oh, God, I hope I kept my button.
It goes, and I'm like, who the F put Rob Radio on there?
He does a wonderful, especially this time
of
year.
My favorite time of year to do the show.
But that was both our reactions. Like, Rob does a show?
Well, if you call it that, it's giving me all the best of it.
I think all the questions have already been answered.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to take a break. We'll come back with the Mike O'Meara Show right after this. Perhaps my laugh of the month.
God, I hope so.
Oh, God.
I won't be in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. We love them.
They're great.
You don't need to say a lot about them. All you have to do is eat them and order them up. And they're very, very cheap right now. You can get $19.99. You get a great deal for those berries. All you have to do is go to their websites at berries.com, berries.com. And you can put in that wonderful code again. What do they say about the TMOS code, Rob?
It's a berry good code.
It is.
You know what? A lot of people right now are thinking, oh, my God, there's 7 days till Christmas. I can't get gifts shipped out in time. Sherry's Berries can do it all this week until Friday.
They're going right up because of the size and all that.
They can make it happen. Yeah.
Send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. More than a 40% savings and a great idea if you're up against the wall, which so many people are going to be backed into a corner this particular holiday season, and they're not going to get it done. And Sherry's Berries is a wonderful idea. They're amazing, juicy strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. We've had them. We love them. We fight over them. And there's only one way to get this special $19.99 offer. Call 866-FRUIT-02 or even better, visit berries.com. That's berries.com. When Sherry's Berries, when you order them on the phone, does somebody like take your order and do it that way? Do they ask if you heard about it on the Mike O'Meara Show?
You can do it online or you can call in and just tell them the code you want to use.
Right.
Ask for Sherry.
Sherry, that's right. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. This offer expires this Friday. Don't wait. Order now.
Do it.
I'm done with my psychotherapy.
You take a breath.
Said all I need to say.
You need a sip of something?
You get me after all these years. And I'm not
four
threatened.
4 years.
I'm not threatened, but I'm jealous. So it's
you
that's
you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I do. I like
Well, do you want an invitation next year?
Your
the
Christmas?
Holiday show?
No.
What the heck do you want me to do?
No, I like being there. It's just the same thing. But the threat thing's over. We had to work through that, too. You know how it works. It's my abnormal psychology.
What he wants the invitation to decline.
No, I can do that.
I really don't.
Every year.
And get it in early,
No. It's all the complex stuff that goes on with me. You know how
it's
that
works. It's the ABCs of you.
It's the ABCs. But it's also, it comes from a hyper-competitive radio background. Yep. That's all it is.
Can't shake it.
Guys doing other shows, we were at war. That's the way it is. Always will be. Nothing I can do
about it.
And
it's the most emotional.
That's why I was successful, to be honest with you.
The most emotional time of year.
Christmas, man.
Yeah, I am.
That's who you truly are. You have really been a, you've been like a jingle bell all week.
It segues into the other thing that
Christmas man.
You guys probably don't feel this, but Carla and I both shared this.
What?
And it's ridiculous. It's stupid.
What?
I came down, I was up real late last night, and God, I watched a great movie on pay-per-view. And it's called Prisoners. Really phenomenal movie.
Who's in it?
Really, Hugh Jackman, and plays a guy that gets his kid kidnapped. Just amazing.
It's really good.
Really, watch it.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. Okay.
If you're ready for
it.
A long evening of real suspense, you'll enjoy this movie.
Wait.
Really, really well done. So I
had an
that.
Evening of suspense. I said, God, I wonder if Oscar's going to invite me to the holiday show.
Carrie, put the phone down.
I came in here after all was said and done, and I checked the lottery numbers. Because they, you know, they made the big deal. And then,
8,
like, even
20,
later...
14, 17, 39, and the Mega Ball, 7.
And then after that, they said they had two winners. And I'm like, meh. And when I found out they were San Jose, so we might have somebody listening to this show.
Hey, hey now.
That's out in the San Jose area. And then the Buckhead section of Atlanta.
Oh, the Georgetown of Atlanta?
It is the Georgetown
of
Atlanta.
That's wow. I mean, that sells Georgetown, you know... That's giving Georgetown a little more. Buckhead's really big bucks.
Wow.
But it was a little newsstand.
Yeah, good for them.
A little newsstand gift shop in across from an upscale mall, the way I understood
in
it.
In San Jose, the guy that sold it, I have a new favorite guy in the media. I was going to run this in the audio vault, but I must share it with you now. His name is Ty Nguyen. And he owns Jenny's Gift Shop in San Jose. And to say that he feels good about selling the ticket is an understatement, because he gets $1 million.
Yeah, and I've got a story in the news about that.
Just for
a
second, but I want you to hear his voice, because isn't it great this time of year, Mike, when you hear a man full of joy?
Oh, full of joy.
And able to really...
articulate it?
Yeah, articulate his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Feel good. Come to my store. I feel good. I don't even know. Can I sleep tonight? I feel good. I'm a lucky person. The good ticket make people happy. And whatever that is, you know.
You play that again.
I will. Hold on.
Feel good. Come to my store. I feel good. I don't even know. Can I sleep tonight? I feel good. I'm a lucky person. The good ticket make people happy. And whatever that is, you know.
And I really think it's very important during these holidays for everybody to get as much sleep as they possibly can.
Feel good. Come. Feel good. Come to my store. I feel good. I don't even know. Can I sleep tonight? I feel good. I'm a lucky person. The good ticket make people happy.
Oh,
and whatever that is, you know.
Oh, you know what? I have that tape labeled wrong. That's not the guy from Jenny's Gift Shop. That's recorded last night at Big O and Duke's.
Feel good. Come to my store.
I
feel good. I don't even know. You know, I sleep.
I feel good.
What's funny is that the lady who cuts my hair in Olney,
yes.
Her name's Jenny. And her last name is the same last name.
Nien?
Yeah, yes, but Nien, that's like Smith.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but she sounds just like that man.
Feel good. Come to my store.
Sweet lady.
And he gets a piece of that.
Yeah, million bucks.
Did we win anything?
Is Josh back yet?
You know what?
Hey,
I don't
Josh.
Think so. I'll check.
How long does it take him to go to the store?
What the hell's going on?
He's halfway on his way.
Oh, here we
there
go.
There he is. Okay, have a seat, Josh.
Yeah, pull that mic down.
All right, very good. Thank Josh Murphy.
Hey, congratulations. The beard is working out great.
Number one intern is here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now you've taken all $40 worth of, or is it, it's $80.
It's 80
it
bucks.
Was 80 bucks. Oh. 80 bowl.
$80 worth of Mega Millions lottery tickets. And now with the results of how we have done is Mr. Josh Murphy.
$6.
That is backbreaking.
Yeah, you keep that.
Yeah, that's yours.
That's yours. That's yours.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
This says to me, since we didn't lose, a snack, we didn't lose all $80, we can still afford to play the lottery if we just don't do it that often.
Wait, who was luckier? Was it a Powerball or a Mega Million ball?
I think it was the Mega Million.
Yeah.
So was
You're
Oscar?
A boy. Yeah.
Well, I had
that
one, too.
That makes me feel good.
You feel good.
I had 7.
Oh.
I had 7. You you said you had 4 7s.
I had 4
though,
sevens,
right?
Yeah.
Well, how much does a 7 get you? I thought 7 got you like $5.
I handed all the tickets to the man behind the counter.
Now, we don't use that word anymore.
You don't. Josh.
Yeah, don't let the Manassas come out of you.
I couldn't be any more disappointed.
God.
Get out of here. Mark that.
All right, thank you. Go spend your money.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, we really must bleep that.
Good.
Jesus. That's no good.
Christ, I swear to God. Yeah. We try to teach them.
Yeah. We try.
2013.
We try to teach them. By the way, if you want your kids to learn guitar, he's available.
Yeah. All right.
Tolerance. He'll teach them tolerance as well.
Social skills.
This speaks to our previous discussion. Yes. How perfect is it to describe me that I did? At the moment I heard that there was the first winner in San Jose,
yes,
my initial reaction was one of jealousy.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's normal.
I think it is.
I think it's totally normal.
You know,
and especially if the person is from Buckhead and like makes $1 million a year, that's going to be very, very
healthy. What is not healthy is Schadenfreude, which is taking joy from other people's pain. I think it's okay. Now, I'm not saying that we're excused from that either.
Christmas, man.
But I will say that taking pain from other people's joy because you feel excluded, especially since we've all invested nearly 2 weeks of pay in this, $20,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that it's normal. I think jealousy is normal.
I think it is.
Schadenfreude is mostly a radio thing.
What about this? When I saw that,
and hats off to Tom Crist of Canada, who won $40 million in Canada and is giving all of it away.
Hey, more like Jesus Christ, am I right?
Because he actually has done very well for himself, and he said he can take care of his family and his children.
Well, that's,
and that's why he's giving $40 million.
Well, when I heard the San Jose, I said, well, I hope this it goes to a loving family, and they do good with the money, right?
And I think
good.
That.
The Buckhead people, maybe they're going to do something like this.
I think that there is a responsibility when you're talking about that kind of money,
yes,
that after all is said and done, that you take care of some people. Yeah. I think you have to
give back.
And take care of people that aren't necessarily all family members.
No,
but
you take care of people that, you know, perhaps have been kind to you in the past or maybe made you laugh on a daily basis.
That's a, grasping.
You know,
hey,
we were going to share.
Got to put your hand out somewhere.
We were all going to share it. And then I said to Carla last night, Carla bought $10 worth of lottery tickets herself.
On her own?
And I said to her, I said.
And a watering can.
I said, you know that if you hit, we have to share it with the guys. And she said, no.
Really?
No. No, I am not. I said, yes, you are. No, I am not.
House rules.
Yeah. Carla gets very territorial about food and lottery tickets.
I've noticed this. She's a fruitcake hoarder.
She is.
Do you know that Mike?
She is. That's why she came in and she had a piece of fruitcake.
A sliver.
That was this big. And she said, I've got something for you. Like, it's this big special treat. And she gave it to the heroin addict.
Yes.
And so giving me that piece of fruitcake.
Yes.
And you guys have seen
it. It was essentially a sliver of a cherry with a black walnut.
No,
around.
I've seen.
She put it in there. I said, that's good. I said, and I suppose. And I looked at her. I said, I suppose there's none left. No, there's not. I said, of course. You waited till the end. So you had finished all of it to give me the fruitcake.
Well, see, for some reason, I would figure, because I've never really seen your portions when it comes to, I guess, holiday bread.
Mike O'Mara's, he's the little boy that was.
Oh, Oscar witnessed my holiday portions.
Until last week.
Oh, the lunch?
When Mac brought in the banana bread from his mom.
Oh, pumpkin bread it was.
The pumpkin bread.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it pumpkin or banana?
I think it was pumpkin.
I think it was banana.
So Mike,
I got pumpkin.
Mike took the half.
You didn't get pumpkin. It was banana.
Mine is raspberry. Raspberry bread.
Mike took half the loaf.
I got ass bread.
Served with anal butter.
Chill.
Mike took half the loaf. I hadn't unwrapped mine yet, so I said, well, you're heating up half the loaf. I'll have a piece of the half.
Right.
And then Mike's like, no, that's my half.
Let's be honest, because I did not eat half the loaf. It really was more of a quarter, and then I took a little bit off for you. And you just said, to me, because my quarter was in there, you said, oh, just cut a little off of that. I'm like, and immediately just the bell went off inside of my brain and said, the man just doesn't approach food like that.
Here's a story.
I gave you your piece. I'm not going to cut a sliver off of mine.
A classic story in my family is my father is a good eater. All us Spiewaks are. And
okay.
One time they were having folks over for dinner, and he had prepared himself a salad that he's going to have before the regular meal. My Uncle Bruce came into the kitchen and began serving himself from my father's salad because he assumed anything that size has to have been the salad that we're going to serve ourselves.
The community salad bowl.
Exactly. My father, what are you doing in my salad?
It's a community salad bowl.
And
there
your portions, you know, and it's, I think it's more of a recent thing because, you know, portions have gotten larger.
Yes.
And Oscar hasn't.
No.
But it's psychological as well.
But he did, Oscar commented on the fact, so that is all, he said something like, that's all for you that's in the microphone. I said, you got it, pal.
That's right.
That's it. And then after you left, by the end, by probably 2 o'clock that afternoon, knocked out the whole thing.
Yeah, mine I haven't cut
into
yet. It
was the only thing I had for breakfast and lunch, though.
That's, really. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, and then it was
and the bananas, well, the potassium's valuable.
Then it was off to Guapo's. Guapo's! But you know, my new kick is Guapo's.
I've never been.
I've eaten at Guapo's probably 6 times in 3 days.
What do you get there?
Chicken, besides salmonella. No,
this,
stop that.
This reminds,
grilled chicken.
This reminds me of an episode of when the Osbournes were popular.
Right.
Because when you find something you love, you go
you
back
go on
to
a,
it.
Carl and I go on kicks all the time. We were on that faux kick.
Are you still on a faux kick?
No.
Just wondering.
We were on a fuck kick for a while.
Yeah, I know you.
And Ozzy's like,
you're the king of fuck.
I don't know how they make these burritos, but he would always just go back to Chipotle over and over and over again.
You might have said that I was the fuck king.
I remember when you were. All hail his majesty.
Thank you very much.
You would go all the time. So now you're into Guapo's.
It's Guapo's. Carla likes it because Carla's on a chicken kick. This is grilled chicken.
How are the portions?
Well, I mean, I get a half a chicken, a small order of coleslaw and a small order of beans. That's my lunch every day.
That's good.
That's what I have.
How's the slaw?
The slaw is off the hook.
Why?
It is fabulous. It's just fabulous. It's
authentic food.
It's fresh. The whole thing with coleslaw is fresh.
You're right.
If you make it fresh, that's all you want. And so it's fantastic. And I also.
That's where the Colonel lets you down. The Colonel makes the slaw days
makes
in advance.
Slaw, yeah,
and
somewhere in like, you know. I think Biafra.
I think he might actually make his slaw at Guapo's. The Colonel. And of course, I'm talking about the late
Colonel.
And
then he
sends
it around the world. And then it comes back to your plate. So I enjoy it. That's where I go. But I also like the cultural experience because I like the feeling of being
in another country,
truly a minority in the restaurant where most people are speaking another language. Like, I kind of dig that.
Is it kind of like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where Karen Black is in the basket and they're running around the marketplace?
No, it's not like that. It's what it is, though, is a lot of laughing, especially if you go in there on a Sunday.
Laughing at you.
Oh, you go
it's
in
families.
There. Saturday, Sunday. It's fantastic.
Families,
it's
really
fantastic. Yeah, it's a very good rhythm, and I like the place, and I like supporting it. And
is it still owned by Johnny? Johnny Guapo?
Johnny Guapo, I'm fine. Speaking of Horny Bob Spiewak,
yes.
I'm here to give your father props.
How come?
Because of his
size of his salad.
His diligence in putting up the Mike O'Mara Show, HBS,
he does not waver.
Of the day.
Sometimes twice
man
a day.
Man is coming down with it. Yes. He's delivering with it
God,
every day.
God, he loves it.
Horny Bob Spiewak, you are the man.
Thank you.
Happy Crimble. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah.
He's coming Friday.
He is, and he has a new holiday sweater, I think.
And he is doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Did
we
you
really
hear something?
Oh, someone at the door?
I have no idea. Hold on.
Weird.
Charlie!
Hello!
How have you been?
Hello, I've come in with a very special greeting.
You have?
Yes.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
It's your favorite time of year, isn't it?
Merry Cribble. Hi, Pony!
Hey, Charlie, how's it going?
Did you get the gerbil yet?
Today, this afternoon.
Oh, fantastic!
It's a sugar glider.
A what?
A sugar glider.
That's candy.
No. This is a sugar
glider.
That's
candy, Rob.
Because remember, you had that thing you did with the
what?
You had that thing you did with the gerbil?
Oh, yes. I was made to.
Who made
I was
you?
Forced to.
Was that Matthew?
No.
Who made you do it?
One of the caretakers. He said, put that up there. Anyway, it's a long story.
It is.
I don't want to talk about this. Well, we're on a different subject.
Not this at this time of year. Do you have something you'd like to show us?
Yes.
Oh, he's going to read.
Today is Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, do you want some music, Charlie?
Sure.
Like, is this like something Christmassy?
No.
It's not?
No. Today is
Wednesday.
Wednesday. December
18th. Hey, how was your birthday?
Huh?
Your birthday.
It was all right, you know.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, stuff. But anyway.
Nightclub?
Today is Wednesday, December 18th.
18th.
Today, damn it.
No, Charlie, it's okay.
Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and on behalf of the entire Mike O'Mara Show family, I would like to say happy birthday to Julia.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Hello.
Julia.
Hello.
Oh. Charlie, you're sweet. I actually have something in the vault
and
that
I would
pertains
like to
this.
And I would like to say happy birthday. I would like to sing her happy birthday.
Thank you.
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julia. Happy birthday to you.
You know what, Charlie?
So sweet.
I'm so pleased that you remembered. And you know, a lot of people don't know that Charlie was Julia's first babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Until
the accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, she healed.
It was a little bruise.
Well, it was started as a large bruise.
I know, on her forehead.
That's right.
Dropsy, dropsy.
Butterfingers.
Sorry about that. And Rob said to me on the occasion of his daughter's 13th birthday, Rob said, I will love her for a long, long time. As long as she doesn't marry anybody who is, different.
That's right.
Hey.
That's the thing.
That was a private conversation.
Charlie. Yes, that's right. Charlie wanted to come in and give a very special happy birthday.
I can't wait to play that
to
for
Julia.
Today. Yeah.
That's good. We are going to take a break. And, I'm glad you're doing something in the vault, but I saw that today, and I think it's terrific.
You're
we'll be right back, everybody.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be.
Hey, we don't talk about them a lot, but this is the time of year we need you to support the Mike O'Mara Show. And now is the time to pick up your TMOS bonus show packages for calendar year 2014. If you like a bargain, you'll love the yearly subscription. We've revamped everything. We've revamped our app. We've revamped our website. And we're listening to you, and we're doing what you want us to do. We have a lot of interaction with the customers here. Order your bonus package today. You'll get all of the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show. We talk about the cameras all the time here.
Right.
We are always looking to expand our listener base on this show, and we have a small percentage of the people that actually listen to the show watch us on video. If you get one of the bonus packages and you're at your desk and you got your computer, you can watch us every single day.
I wish that more people did. Like just today, my nose released fluid.
I can't
and you
wait to
have
see
seen
a slow
that.
Motion.
Very
that.
Exciting to see. That's every TMOS bonus show since we started, and at $69.99, you will save over 25% on your favorite show, and you'll enjoy yourself. We also have monthly packages, and as always, you can still buy each episode a la carte. Check out all the details at MikeOMaraShow.com and choose the one that's right for you. Just click the bonus show banner. Remember, it makes a great Christmas gift. Now, here's another thing. If you're looking to gift our bonus packages to somebody you know who's a big fan of the show, or maybe somebody who used to be a fan and wants
to bring them back,
rediscover the show, Pony can help you personally at PonyBoy@MikeOMaraShow.com. It's PonyBoy@MikeOMaraShow.com. He will help you if you want to gift that to somebody else, because it's a little complicated when you have to send this bonus content that's all online to that special someone in your life.
But the magic is with Pony holding your hand, not only is it a little bit romantic,
oh yes,
it's easy and you know you'll get it right.
And who knows, maybe he'll even tell you about his sugar glider.
Yeah.
It's perfect for the TMOS fan in your life, and Mr. Tony Bloom will make it easy for you. Thanks for a great year, folks, and here's to an even better and funnier 2014. We urge you to sign up today and get yourself the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package, and thank you in advance.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Two lucky winning tickets were sold in Tuesday's near record $636 million lottery drawing. One at a tiny newsstand in Atlanta, we talked about that, and the other more than 2,000 miles away in San Jose, California.
Did you see the guy that was on site in Atlanta this morning?
No.
And the Today Show had him there, and he says, talk about a coincidence. I just had dinner in Buckhead last night. And I'm like, F you.
What a dummy.
Like you're at the Palm, and you get a call from the director of news at NBC saying, can you cover the newsstands? I don't know. I'm still coming down off this wine high.
Yeah, I was in Buckhead.
I was in Buckhead, of course.
The Lucky Georgia ticket was sold there at the Gateway Newsstand. Newsstand owner, Young Soo Lee, grinned as she arrived Wednesday morning at the shop off the lobby of the Alliance Center office building. The newsstand is a small, long shop with one register that can hold perhaps 10 people at a time. It is frequented by workers at the office building, which sits across the street from an upscale mall.
I have tape of her.
Okay, let's listen to her.
Feel good. Come to my store.
Sounds like another guy.
I feel good.
I think it's the same guy.
It's the San Jose guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I think that is the owner of the store, but Young Soo Lee was the lady that was running the cash register.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps a family member.
Could be. You know what they like to do?
Who he has enlisted at a reasonable wage.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And your family closest of all.
Delta Airlines says it won't allow passengers to make voice calls from its planes. I'm going to give them a round of applause.
Finally.
CEO Richard Anderson says the airline's frequent flyers believe that voice calls in the cabin would disrupt the travel experience. I agree.
Guess where I'm calling? calling you from?
Delta says a majority of customers in a survey last year said the ability to make voice calls would make their experience worse, not better, blah, blah, blah.
Question, have you ever used the pop out and slide the credit card phone in the
Most
seat in front
definitely
of you?
Many
yeah.
times.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah,
yeah,
my parents.
And then you do say, guess where I'm calling
I'm
you from?
I'm in the air.
That's right. I'm in a chair in the sky.
The FCC is thinking about lifting its ban on voice calls on planes. However, the Transportation Department is thinking about instituting a ban all its own.
All so. I would do is I would use my phone to call people on the plane.
Me in the back.
Yeah, I'm in the 13th row.
Hello. China on Wednesday confirmed an incident between a Chinese naval vessel and a U.S. warship in the South China Sea.
I have tape of this confrontation.
You do?
Yes.
Feel good. Come to my store.
I'm sorry. It's, I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Chinese Defense Ministry, they said the Chinese naval vessel was conducting normal patrols when the two vessels met. And I have trouble saying vessel, so I'm throwing this story away.
You may go and wet your vessel.
So they just ran into each other in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah. And,
that's really weird.
It's a coincidence.
You'd be surprised how often that kind of thing
really?
Happens. In shipping channels.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, because much like the skies, the channels of deep water and the proper water for big vessels.
They're like highways?
They're like highways.
What
they
tier of DirecTV do you have? Do you have the shipping channel?
I have the shipping one.
It's a good one.
It's fantastic. Right next to the shipping news. Ford says it expects 2013 to be one of the best financial years in its history.
Why?
With a pre-tax profit of about $8.5 billion.
Found on road dead.
Hey, but... don't elect Obama.
No.
Anyway, the automaker expects 10% revenue growth, improved market share in all regions except Europe, and stronger cash flow than a year ago. The company released its forecast Wednesday ahead of a presentation to analysts by CFO Bob Shanks.
Think how good their year would
a
have been.
A great golfer.
Lousy golfer.
Yeah.
But a good guy, if his pork is delicious.
It's Shanks, yes.
It's amazing. Their year would have been even better if you had bought that interceptor package car.
The police one.
Yeah, if you bought your police car.
But that was, that's right, that was a Crown Vic.
Yeah.
Ford also expects next year to be solid. It plans to launch the highest number of new vehicles in a single year in more than a century. And Ford's been on the upswing for quite some time now. They came out of the recession stronger than any other car company.
They still have a bad taste in my mouth.
The creator behind the hit TV series The Walking Dead is suing the cable network AMC, claiming that he was cheated out of profits.
They just cheated us!
Frank Darabont, who developed this TV show about a zombie apocalypse and was fired after the first season, filed a lawsuit on Tuesday. Darabont says that the way AMC is calculating the show's licensing fees is depriving him and other participants of tens of millions of dollars. And AMC spokesman Jim Maiella declined to comment.
Shady
I'm not
math.
Sure, not sure that.
What do you think that guy probably has a case? I imagine, right?
Yeah, I would think so. When you have the creative,
because they get complicated,
right?
Because yeah. if they're for example for records, right?
Right.
For records, people used to get paid on a CD
mm-hmm.
and how many points you got there, and
right.
now for digital downloads, they get paid fractions of that.
Yes.
And how do you keep track of all of that?
Well, speaking as someone who has occasionally been a voiceover artist,
ooh.
I will say that it's always nice to know you're getting effed right from the beginning.
You've had more of that lately.
Tom Coburn is a Republican senator from Oklahoma. Every year he puts out a list of the biggest wastes of money by the government.
I hate this guy.
Here they are. I'm going to go from 6 to 1. You ready for this?
Yes.
The Department of Agriculture spent $415,000 to serve California red wines in China to try to create demand for them among influential Chinese. Not a bad
good.
One.
Come to my store.
There we go.
I feel good.
I mean, that's $415,000, but if you're trying to create a market,
yeah.
sometimes it's still a ton
yeah.
of money.
Yeah, but you know what also?
Gets worse, though, as we move up the list.
That is actually, I don't see that as a total waste because it is a great way to show off one of the greatest things that America has.
Our wine from California.
It is.
The department, this number five, the Department of Housing and Urban Development spent $1.2 million on apartments in Arizona for deaf seniors. Then decided it was illegal just to house deaf seniors in them.
Well, they saved money because they didn't have to soundproof the walls.
That sounds stupid. The National, number four, the National Institute of Health, spent $325,000 funding a study that found marriages are happier when women calm down quicker after arguments. I'm sorry, I have no problem with that.
I could have done that study for $18.
That's money well spent. Number three, the American Association of Independent Music got a $284,000 grant to have indie rock executives travel around the world promoting their music.
That does not make sense.
BS.
That gets the buzzer. Number two, NASA is investing $360,000 in a study to see what happens when 20 people spend 2 full months in bed.
That's kind of cool.
It's like a reality show.
That's kind of cool.
That's a reality.
It's called Big Brother.
Let's see what happens.
And ladies and gentlemen, the number one waste of money in the calendar year 2013. Hello, Dennis Hoff.
No.
The 19 legal brothels in Nevada get to take a total of $17.5 million in tax deductions, including breast implants, costumes, and marketing.
Costumes.
Way to go, Hoff. Congratulations.
You know what? You can ask him about it. He'll be joining us on Friday.
I will ask him about the tax deductions and how he does with
it. You know what he'll say? Ho, ho, ho.
And now a little something something.
Oh, good.
Earlier this year, a drug dealer was busted in Montana. They busted the 53-year-old of Billings for dealing meth. In July, he pleaded guilty to narcotics distribution and some weapons charges, and now he's officially been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. His name?
Yes?
Walter White.
What? No way! No way!
Walter White.
No way.
Great. No word on whether the product was that lovely blue color that we like so much. Way to go, Walter.
Heisenberg.
And nothing about Jesse Pinkman either, so that's it. We'll take a break, come back with the Magic Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this on the Michael Mara Show. Christmas is a time to say I love you. Anyway, sorry. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show.
You're silly.
Yes, I'm Father Christmas.
Christmas Matt.
We mentioned them before. We'll mention them again. This holiday season, think the Man Grate.
Yes.
What is it, you ask? They're 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that are revolutionizing the way people grill. Men's Health magazine called them one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy. And you know what? Man Grates are the perfect gift this holiday season for your husband, your dad, or even yourself. You deserve the best, so click on the Man Grate banner at MikeOmaraShow.com for their $19.99 holiday special, which is a great value. Remember, each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with a limited edition TMOS branded grilling brush.
Great for disciplining your children.
Again, that's the Man Grate Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeOmaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holidays ever. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, December 18, 2013. Rob.
Thank you, Charlie Stewart Stabilak, for remembering my daughter's birthday. It's big one for her. She's 13. She's a teenager.
13, a teenager.
And it does seem like yesterday that I did not have any children, and now I'm a dad to a teenager. And so I went through some tape last night.
You're getting old, Rob.
And yeah, you know what? I said it. I've said it on bonus shows before. I cry more than you think I should, and I had tears in my eyes.
You get more emotional now than you used to on the show, too. We used to discipline you for it.
I did find some great tape that I'd like to share with you just to be to a little indulgent for my daughter, who I'm very proud of today.
Right.
Could you play her Hello? Because that's the first piece of
that's
tape.
That's my favorite.
She was, I think, 2.5 when she did that. She actually cut a tag on a WJFK spot that I would read her like 5 words and she'd repeat it back, and then we edit it. But that was from that session. This is from 2005, which means she was just about 5 years old when she was picking the NCAA brackets. We used to make her pick the final four for, and this is her voice at that.
All right, Julia, we are
That's
recording.
Me.
Yep.
What do you have to say to everyone
Can you pause
who's listening?
For a second?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You sound young then.
I'm younger.
Right?
Is it pitched a little bit?
Might
be
pitched it's a not
bit.
Pitched. It's
really?
He's,
listen to his voice.
It's 8 years ago. You want it from the beginning?
From the pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you want to say hi to them first?
Sure. Hi.
Oh,
now, what are we
so
doing
cute.
Today? Do you remember?
Yep, the pick.
Who are you going to pick?
The Redskins.
Oh, you're confused because we're not picking football. We're picking basketball.
Again?
Yeah, do you remember we did it about a year ago?
Yeah, but I had the sniffles.
How do you feel now?
Good.
She's my
very
girl.
Sweet.
Bring up my little computer.
You got it. Okay, here you go.
Yeah. For Rob Spiewak.
Oh no.
On the occasion of Julia's 13th birthday, a little something that Frankie recorded for him. It's called Daddy's Little Girl. Drops his suitcase by the
door. Sorry. Jesus.
I thought it was another one.
And then, just so you know, so we come full circle.
Yes.
This is Julia from about a month and a half ago. I couldn't be any prouder of her. She's got a solo in her musical.
Oh, you got the song. That's good.
And I want to hear just a little bit of Julia doing the Barbra Streisand thing.
Don't tell me how to live, just sit in the world. Like candy and the sun to fall above. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Okay, I made it
belted
through it.
Belted it out.
Got it. I made it through it.
You should do that, Mike.
Belted it out.
For little Michael.
What's that?
You should have
make him
like,
think, sing Don't Rain on My Parade.
Oh, no, no, but you know
take
what?
Him up to the Village and meet some Broadway producers.
One thing I will say that advice I'll offer to a parents, the audio tape I have of my kids, I love so much more than the videotape. I think they are less self-conscious.
That mic on your iPhone or your Android works phenomenally.
And they don't realize, they don't play to the camera. And when you have audio tape of their voices, it's something that you'll never, never, ever regret. Anyway,
totally
I love
cool.
you very much, Julia. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Because, you know, Julia. I'm selfish, and, you know, it's always, you know, it's like, hey, anything your kid can do.
Yeah, I can do better.
But Michael's not even talking yet.
Oh, he isn't?
No, he is? Oh, sorry.
Well, oh, yeah, well, is he in a musical?
Yeah. Can he hack into Facebook?
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Hey. Sorry. Too soon?
A little bit.
Hold on a second.
Can he erase his search history in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Let me see if I got this. All right.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, Mr. Tam Technology.
Tam Parakeet.
There it is.
I hear Mike. Wow.
You're the cutest baby in the world. Now we're going to play it back in about.
That's it.
That's okay. Fantastic. Now, is that video or just audio?
That's video and audio.
When he gets older and he's going to know the camera's on him, try to just capture his voice.
Yeah.
Because that's all. But that is.
Oh,
that
we're
is
getting
beautiful.
All sappy.
That's
today.
Pretty
true.
Well,
it's,
you know why?
Wait. Let me.
Christmas, man.
Let me pull a picture up of my kid.
Okay.
Very good. Cool.
Let's see Oscar's
oh, wait.
Kid.
I don't have any.
All right. You like music. You like rock and roll music.
I like
the band One Direction. Tell me if their new single, which is called Midnight Madness, tell me if this sounds very familiar already.
Pour some sugar on
Def
me.
Leppard.
Precisely.
And then I've not tried this, but what if we played them at the same time?
All right. That's a blatant ripoff.
Yeah. No good.
Pony, I need your timer. You got it.
Very good.
Okay.
Blatant
good?
Ripoff.
Good. Mm-hmm. So no good for One Direction. Now, a lot of people have sent this to me because we still have a lot of listeners in Wichita, Kansas. Apparently, this anchor, Justin Kramer, has been asked to step down because he didn't.
Hey, I heard we're going to get an affiliate there.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Not.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Did you say not? I haven't heard not in forever.
Why did I buy into that?
Not. Because we were told for so long.
Yeah, well, we had an in there.
That's right.
All right, moving on.
How's that?
Let's go.
Okay.
You were saying.
Christmas, man.
Thank you.
Okay, Justin Kramer did not realize his mic was on at the end of his broadcast going into Saturday Night Live this past Saturday, and because of the bleep.
It sucked, too. I went back and watched it last night.
It's bad.
God, what a horrible show. I mean,
and I love John Goodman.
They're so lost.
They have no idea what they're doing.
And their audiences now are just so replete with just celebrity stalkers.
Yep.
That's all the audience cares about. And they're just not laughing at anything. You know, Bobby Moynihan did a pretty good drunk guy, but even that was just fumbled a little bit at the end. I just terrible.
Yeah. Kind of like this show today.
I still watch it.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
This is a 10.
Always.
Yeah.
Because you know who said so?
Yeah.
Christmas, man.
Thank you.
So at the end of the Wichita newscast, this guy says, let's get the F out of here.
That is all the time we have for this Saturday night. Saturday Night Live is next with a new one with John Goodman as host. We'll be back tomorrow after football. Hope to see you. Let's get the f*** out of here.
Wow.
Let's get the F out of here.
God, do they ever know?
They never learn.
Do they ever learn? They
Mike's hot, baby.
They're not they're not controlling those. I mean, I think I would give us a free pass if we did it.
Sometimes.
Because we never know. We don't have people standing
there's
in front of
no
us.
There's no red
saying,
light blinking.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Didn't remind me of a motion picture or anything.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And remember, I am boycotting Anchorman 2.
And you know what? I hate playing Will Ferrell on the audio vault, but it was just such a good callback.
I am boycotting Anchorman 2.
You should.
You're coming with me.
Because of that ridiculous amount of hype. I'll tell you, if Rotten Tomatoes gives it more than a 60, If it gives it more than a 60, I will go with you.
Okay. No.
How about that?
No, be on my side on this one.
No, I'd like to go to a movie and laugh with Oscar. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay, before
you
go.
You
going
to get popcorn with butter on it?
I'll get popcorn with butter on it.
If you get popcorn with butter
He's lying.
I'll splurge.
He will get three dry kernels of popcorn with no butter and no salt. He's keeping it tight.
And a big soda. It'll be great.
Yeah. A big sugary soda.
Yeah.
I don't drink sugary soda.
Oh. He wants a big
bottle of water. I have a Diet Coke. That's what I have.
Big red sugary soda.
Sugary. Can I get a Slurpee?
Before you commit to that, I invite you to watch Will Ferrell on Letterman this week, where he comes out and sings with a boys choir in a high voice. It's so funny.
He is not funny.
He's not.
No, oh, so the other day, I didn't even mention this to you. The other day, I'm looking online, and I see the three people that don't think Will Ferrell is funny. And I'm like, I dive into this article.
I saw this,
I get all excited. And who is it? It's his kids.
Oh!
Douche.
Yeah. Christmas, man.
All right, Entertainment
Safe
Weekly.
Douche.
Entertainment Weekly has nominated the best and worst lyrics of pop songs released this year.
Okay.
The worst lyric.
You wanna hug me? What rhymes with hug me?
What rhymes with hug me?
Yeah.
Great song, bad lyric. And the best lyric,
if you
want to
hug me, don't ever bug me.
Should call him.
Yeah, put it under the rug me.
Call him, but say you're Alan Thicke.
Yeah. R. Kelly is a thug me.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
See, there's a million things. The best lyric is great. It's from Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
I've never seen a diamond in the flames.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Never seen a diamond in the flesh, and I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Oh, I'm so deaf. I can't tell.
Pretty good lyrics.
You know what I do now when Carl and I are watching shows at night? And she's like, turn it down. Turn it down.
Oh, I get that
a lot.
And I
spend the whole time going, what?
Yeah. Well, it's not because you're old. It's because of these headphones we've been wearing for so many years.
I think that's absolutely what it is.
It happens to me. Shannon comes and she's like, are you deaf? I'm like, no. Yeah. I have speakers in my ears for 4 hours a day.
I'm now going through the battle of, do I go ahead and get the...
the
little
aid?
Devices, but I mean, I don't want to do it. Little kid. I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, do it.
I'm tired of the battles.
Things you can do at Costco today. Get your hearing checked.
Right. I want to get one that where you stick the actual electronic device on your forehead.
Oh. How about a funnel for your ear?
Hit what?
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday.
They have surgeries.
Really?
They just put it into your ear.
Cochlear implant.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, just like Rush Limbaugh.
That's a negative. That's it. We got to get out of here. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, the update on the Pony Sugar Gliders.
Oh, yeah.
Find out because they're supposed to arrive this afternoon. We very much hope they're alive. So long. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, last thing. Don't forget to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the Mangrate banner for the $19.99 holiday special. Mangrates are the grill enhancement system that will have you grilling like a pro for under $20. But you got to click that Mangrate banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. So do it, and do it now.
Christmas, man.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.